Yeah, with where I'm at, I'm not worried about the rain. I'm just worried about the combination of the rain and the wind.
Yeah, that's for sure. And we live in a sea of power lines, so lucky you got underground. But I guess once you get out on the road, you're in the same boat. But yeah, the wind's definitely, it's interesting. It toned out that wind warning, and just as it hit the trees, started whistling. The birds are doing some serious reconfiguration out here. I've been watching them. They're preparing for something good.
Yeah, a friend of mine's horses were doing the wig out routine a little bit earlier. No, I don't have underground power lines. They're above ground in my neighborhood.
Well, you're in the same boat. I'm just so used to doing new tracks. They don't have any power lines in them, which is kind of convenient. And here, I don't know how we'd get out of this place.
Yeah, that could be a problem. And in that case, you're hoping they're de-energized. But no, we just had Pacific Power contractors come through and put in new composite poles and power lines and the rigging that keeps the lines attached to each other. So if one breaks, they don't all come down or doesn't come down entirely. So yeah, we've got lots of lines in the air.
Yeah, those poles are nice out there. I was watching them do that every once in a while when I head out there. They're definitely a improvement. It's funny because Hunter's putting in fiber in front of my house, and they got more tags on my pole than I've seen on a lot of them.
Yeah, the funny thing is I'm sure if the power goes out, either I'll contact Ed or he'll contact me to make sure we're okay. We've kind of got a history of doing that with our generator stuff.
Yeah, that's convenient. It's nice. I know as soon as the power goes out, my mom's going to call me because we're starting to work on her system, and I was just out there this morning looking at it, and mine's all set up to go, so I can sit on my couch and start it from my phone.
Yeah, that was a good investment you made there, that's for sure.
Yep, I do have a couple extras if it gets really gnarly, so I'll just have to keep that in mind.
50 bucks an hour, right?
I don't know. Supply and demand, right?
Yeah, I was just teasing, but yeah, I'm glad you guys have some resources. Hopefully that, we don't see a lot of outages, but if the wind picks up like, they're saying it could, who knows? Who knows what we'll see? I'm sure there'll be a lot of blowdown.
Yep, that's for sure. I guess I better charge my Kindle so I have something to do in the evenings.
Yeah, that's kind of my routine. Make sure everything's charged and juiced up and go from there.
All right, well, I'll catch up with you here in a bit, I'm sure, and I'm gonna get a little bit more wrapped up. It's good talking to you.
No problem, man. I'm gonna fuel up the truck and head home, but hope you guys have a good night. Hope it's nice and quiet. WRCD 602, Alan. Ed, I appreciate the information. Thanks.
Yeah, have a good night. WRAG 842.
WRKJ 318.